Use of the material on this show does not create an attorney-client relationship. The information contained herein is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only. It should not be construed as legal advice on any subject.
Welcome to the State of Your Estate podcast. Keeping it, enjoying it, passing it on. With your hosts, estate planning attorneys, Morgan and Elizabeth Allison.
Welcome to episode 3 of our podcast, State of Your Estate. I am your co-host, Morgan Allison.
And I am Elizabeth Allison. On this episode, I'll be interviewing Morgan about his side project, Terrabone Legacy Videos.
Then we'll talk about durable powers of attorney and why they might fail you when you need them the most, and, of course, how to avoid that.
And in our mailbag segment, we'll answer a question about liability insurance, so stay tuned. So, Morgan recently started a group on Facebook called the Terrabone Legacy Video Project. Right now, the only members of the group are him and me, but hopefully it will grow soon. So, first of all, Morgan, tell us about the group.
Yeah, I hope it goes beyond you and me real soon, but yeah. Right now, it's a group on Facebook that's a group of two people right now. But it's one that I set up for a project that I have, and what I want to do is I want to teach youth how to make legacy videos.
Legacy video? What's a legacy video?
Well, legacy video is what I'm calling an interview video of usually a senior, and it's to preserve some of their life story and their experience. And when this is done, you'll have something at the end of it to treasure by the family, and it'll be treasured by the family for generations to come.
So you mean like a senior citizen, not a senior in high school?
Right. Senior citizen, yes.
So where did you get the idea to do this?
Well, I think seeds of the idea started when I did an interview of my great-grandmother, and I was a teenager. And so this was back in the 80s, basically, when I did the interview. And my great-grandmother, she was born in 1897.
Wow.
So when I interviewed her, it was just, I mean, the things that she'd seen and lived through were just amazing.
So she was a contemporary of, like, the younger characters in Downton Abbey.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I love Downton Abbey and, like, watching the show and thinking about, wow, you know, my Mimi was, like, could have, like, hung out with these people. It's just really cool. I loved doing that interview. It was, you know, on a cassette tape, basically, not video. But I had a glimpse into a history that, I mean, at the time I thought was long dead. I mean, we're talking about reaching into the 1800s. But she was there, and she lived it. And let me tell you something, she loved me for doing that interview. I mean, I became her favorite, you know, just from doing that, really. And I have that cassette, and it's something that I look forward to sharing with my son, with our son, someday. I mean, the tape of that interview is a valued piece of our family history now.
I know he'll love that. You know, he doesn't really love sitting around, like, the Thanksgiving dinner table, listening to his grandparents talk about stuff. But I think in a few years he'll start to love that sort of thing. And this is like that, but it's recorded.
Exactly, yeah. So in the business, you know, we started doing legacy videos like this for our clients as part of their estate package. So our clients, they get a leather binder that holds all their legal documents that we prepared for them. And in the binder, it also contains a CD with another copy of their documents digitally stored and a DVD of their legacy video. And so that's something that their descendants will undoubtedly treasure for generations. And it occurred to me one day that, you know, it's not hard to do this kind of interview. And every teenager, every single one of them these days, has a fantastic recording device right in their pocket.
Right.
You know, I mean, so our son has one, you know, a smartphone. And the smartphone, I mean, it can record such incredibly high quality video, especially compared to just like 10 or 20 years ago. So what I want to do is I want to teach teenagers how to use what they've got right there in their pockets, teach them how to use that to record interviews of their grandparents and other seniors and their families. And maybe as a service project, have youth groups go to nursing homes and retirement centers with their cell phones and with their knowledge of how to do this and record the stories there.
Wow, that's incredible. That would be really great.
I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, so I have this vision. My dream is to make these videos into a community resource so that someone could go on to the Facebook group and find 100 videos of people's experiences and their life stories, and they could really experience the living history of our community. I mean, 100 life stories, memories from this parish, and like what this parish was like back in the 50s and the 40s and even the 30s.
So how can people get involved or learn more about it?
Well, look it up on Facebook. It's at Terrebonne Legacy. So if you just type in Terrebonne Legacy as like one word, it'll pop right up and ask for an invitation. We'll throw you right in and welcome you with open arms.
Well, I think that sounds like a really great idea. Thanks so much for telling us about it today.
And thank you.
Assistance with successions, probate, estate planning, and elder law issues. Call Allison and Allison at 985-853-8557 or visit AllisonEstatePlanning.com.
So, durable powers of attorney, will they work when you need them? A durable power of attorney shares the powers that you have with someone else. Makes you able to write checks, open mail, buy and sell things, sign contracts, just take care of business.
So what makes it durable? What does that mean? What that means is that even when you're incapacitated, the power of attorney works. And that's its most important feature, because the main point of having a durable power of attorney is allowing someone you choose to step in and take care of things when and if you become incapacitated. So that is in a coma, heavily medicated, suffering from dementia or senility, then someone else can step in and help you without having to go to the court and having to have you interdicted.
So when you need it most is when you're not capable of doing anything to change it or fix a problem. Here's the thing. Some financial institutions will refuse to honor a durable power of attorney unless it is their own form.
Right. And why is that? Well, it's because of fear of liability. They don't want to have to dig through an unfamiliar document for any hidden gotchas. Because, I mean, a durable power of attorney could be several pages long. And they're not very familiar. They don't know everything that's in it. But they know their own form, and they know how it works, and so they feel much more comfortable with that.
So what can you do to avoid this problem? There are two things. First, you could have an attorney write a letter to the institution. So far, we haven't heard of a case where that didn't work, but it does add delay and expense. Second, you could clear it up beforehand. Get their document and use it, or run your power of attorney by them and see what they say.
So what do we do? We'll do either. We prefer the second method. And so what we'll do when we do an estate plan for you is that we'll contact your financial institutions and we'll obtain their forms. Why not go ahead and execute a few different powers of attorney, even though they're for the same person? The idea is that we want to avoid complications for you. We want to make things go as smoothly as possible for you and your loved ones if and when you should ever become incapacitated. And that's the bottom line. We don't care whose documents we have to use to get that done for you. So if you need an estate plan with durable powers of attorney, give us a call today and see how we can help you.
Welcome to the mailbag. Today's question is about liability insurance.
I was under the impression that liability insurance covered things like accidents. But when I called to tell them that someone would be contacting them because they hurt themselves by tripping over a vacuum cleaner that was in an area we were renovating, and it broke his hip. And they said, well, did you put it there on purpose? No. Well, then you're not liable.
So that segment was actually part of a longer conversation that I had with a lovely lady. And the bottom line is basically liability insurance only pays if you are, in fact, liable for injuries. Being liable basically means that you're in fault in some kind of a way. And you're not automatically liable just because you own property where an accident happened.
So someone getting hurt on your property doesn't automatically mean you're liable. And if you're not liable, then the insurance won't pay out. So in this case, you might not be liable if there was nothing particularly negligent about where the vacuum cleaner was. On the one hand, if it was something kind of hard to see, people had been tripping on it and getting hurt by it, and you knew about it but didn't do anything to fix it, then there could be liability. But without that, then you didn't have negligence, and therefore you're not liable.
So the second thing to keep in mind is that insurance companies, they don't like to write checks, right? If there's a way they can get out of paying, they're going to take it. So what does the insurance adjuster do off the bat? They start off with assuming that there is no liability. Someone's got to show them that there is. Someone's going to have to convince them that there's liability and that they need to pay up.
In this case, that means, unfortunately, your friend needs to get a lawyer and basically sue you. The insurance company then would deal with his lawyer and probably settle up.
I know that that sounds harsh. No one wants to get lawyers involved and sue their own friends. It's a friend. They probably don't want to sue you. But they have medical bills. Someone has to pay the medical bills. And that's the only way that it's not going to be out of their pocket or out of your pocket.
So liability insurance. You do need it. Everybody needs it. But that's what it is, liability insurance. So if somebody's not liable, then their insurance isn't going to pay for it. Hate it, but that's the way it works.
Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to our show.
In our next episode, find out about AB Trust.
Ooh, sounds exciting. Bye.
Bye.
The latest episodes of this podcast, informative articles,
and special exclusive offers from Allison & Allison and other providers delivered to your email inbox. Subscribe to our email newsletter at allisonestateplanning.com/newsletter.